Belinda presents this unabridged recording of When Wattles Bloom, written by Robin Lee Burrows and read by Petra Kalief. Chapter 1. Callie stood on the back porch, arms folded, looking down on the garden. Tears pricked her eyes, blurring the sprawling sunlit mass of shrubbery. A leaden feeling worked its way across her chest, settling in the vicinity of her stomach. Sell the house? Her mother's words tumbled chaotically in her mind, intertwined with a succession of random images years old. Rufus, the Irish setter, chasing a stick, his stiff legs moving in an odd, stilted way. Alex, her father, pushing the old mower across the lawn, while her mother leaned up towards the clothesline pegging sheets. The recollection was so real she could almost smell the odour of freshly mown grass and see the billowing white fabric, could almost hear the way it snapped and flapped in the breeze. Sell the house? Callie gave an imperceptible shake of her head, pushing the memories away. Back into the past where they belonged, in some faraway childhood place where dreams had been so bright. Her father had been dead for years. Rufus too. The house at number 27 Brunswick Street had been built around the turn of the century by Callie's great-great-grandparents, John and Elizabeth, and their three children were the first generation of Cordukes to be raised there. Thomas, the younger son, had been killed during the Great War. Hannah, Thomas's twin, and the only daughter, later married a far western grazier. Only the eldest, David, Callie's great-grandfather, had stayed, inheriting the property which later passed to his son, Davy, and subsequently to Davy's only son, Alex. Alex, thought Callie now, remembering her father again. Since his death, Callie's mother, Bonnie, had shared the house with Freya, Alex's unmarried sister. No use paying good money to run two households, Bonnie had said to her sister-in-law after her grief had subsided and her practical nature had taken over once more. I'm just rattling around in this big old place by myself. There's room for a whole army here. Freya Corduke, who had been experiencing a few cash flow problems of her own, readily agreed. That had been almost 10 years ago, Callie realised now with a start. Dejectedly, she descended the rear steps and walked through the garden. Though the sun was shining and the day warm, she hugged her arms across her chest, feeling a momentary chill. A huge mulberry tree shaded the yard. The sun's rays danced off its foliage, leaving muted viridescence and a sense of coolness.